White Mary, Emporia, Kansas, May 20th, 1879. Dear Mary, last night Father and I took the train for the campground. Arrived here about 6:30. The omnibus drove to the ground with 2 span of splendid horses. We came on the ground in style. Here we found about 30 who came 200 miles in their wagons and did not receive the change of appointment. With the exception of 2, all remain over another week. I am fearfully worn. We arrived in camp in season to have our tent pitched, but as usual, no one felt the necessity of spending 1/2 hour's time in finishing their work and staking the curtain of our tent. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the storm struck us, and our tent, as in Indiana, was as though going up like a balloon. The rain commenced to pour. Father called for 12 men to come to the rescue. While they were preparing to get out of bed, Father and 1 or 2 who came upon the scene earlier were holding on to the curtains with both hands, crying for more help. In 30 minutes, the tent was fastened down and all things secured for the rain to pour down, as it did until after daylight. Father then used the time of the thunderstorm to read letters received. I have just read your letters and cried like a child. I would rather have you, Mary, my daughter, than anyone else. I suppose I was babyish, but I have been sick the entire journey. Lost 12 pounds. No rest, not a bit of it for poor Marion, and we have worked like slaves. We cooked repeatedly 30 minutes. Marion, the entire night. We never should have consented to start on this journey. I have spoken every Sabbath to our camp because no one else seemed to feel the burden, and every Sabbath evening or Sunday in towns and villages. I am worn and feel as though I were about 100 years old. But enough of this. I cannot write much till I get rested. We'll see how to send the things to our children. May come and bring them. I have shoes, gingham for aprons and dresses. Would have made them, but have been sick for some time and have not been well for some time. I am worn out with anxiety, and this journey has nearly killed me. My ambition is gone. My strength is gone. But this will not last if we can have a fair chance. I hope that by the cheering light of the countenance of my Savior, I shall have the spring back power. I went to Texas against my will. I have stayed against my judgment and wishes. I have consented to take this long journey, flattered that no care of perplexity should come upon me, but it could not be avoided. I have not had even time to keep a diary or write a letter. Unpack and pack, hurry, cook, set table, have been the order of the day. I have 2 12-year-old girls who do what they can, but no experience in caretaking. Marion astonishes us all. She is really forgetting herself and is efficient help. What I could have done, unless she had taken the burden, is more than I can tell. Poor child, she is tired, so tired. God bless, dear Marion, but then I feel so utterly prostrated. I will stop. I might say, friendless and forsaken, but this is not the case. Send me all my linen dresses, Father's linen clothes, my calico dresses.